review that which we did yesterday. Yesterday we discussed a very famous comment of the Minchas Chinuch, which is found here in the middle of this handout. Minchas Chinuch and Siman Pei Dalet. And then we will just turn back to it for a second. But this is what we spoke about at some length. Namely, the halacha that Vashviyis Tishmetenu in the Tashto, the Pasuk in Mishpatim. So the question is, who has to carry out that action of Vashviyis Tishmetenu in the Tashto, which is essentially Hefker? Does it occur automatically by itself, what the Gemara calls Avkaita the Malkisa, or is it a proactive event on the part of the owner who has to go ahead and be mafkir his property? So this chakira is discussed in the Mechas Chinuch. If you look at this page, which is Shin Lama Zayin, Mechas Chinuch, in the second paragraph, Bani Besupak. So he has a famous suffix with the mitzvahs are kakav to the gabra. The Torah commanded him to be mafkir his peros. And if he does so, it's hefker. But if he doesn't do so, then someone who takes it would be a gazlan, would be considered to be guilty of gezel, as long as it was not hufkar. So we know that shviyas is patim and amayser, because hefker is patim and amayser. So therefore, there will be an obligation to go and literally tithe the grain, since a person who did not make it hefker, so then you are obligated to some amayser. Or do we assume that automatically it's what he calls afkai to the malkasa? The mele becomes hefker, there's no need for a proactive kind of event. The only time you'd be over would be if you decided to erect a fence around your vineyard, which is called Meshamer, and then you are considered to be Gozel Harabim. But it's Mimela Hefker, and he brings a number of Nafkaminas Lalocha, one we got in the Gidim Gazel I just mentioned. A second Nafkamina we discussed at great length yesterday was the issue of women. And that's towards the bottom of the page, lower right hand corner. Namely, a women chayv in this din of hefker. Often one would argue, it's mitzvah say shazman groma, women are potter from the mitzvah of hashviyas tishmetenu natashta, because of the fact that it's zman groma, then they only occur during the Shemitah year. And that makes it zman groma. On the other hand, if you assume that it's hafkai to the malkasa, so then automatically the paras are hefker, and that means the paras ben shel gvarim ben shel nashim, automatically were considered to be hefker. So Mechas Chinuch has a suggestion that perhaps it's not as man grown at the bottom of the page. Why? The pair of shriyas, the olam, had b'kdushasam. That it's not as man grown because they remain kadosh b'kdushas shriyas. Once they grew in the seventh year, that status cannot be undone. I mentioned yesterday, people constantly ask me, someone showed me a bottle of wine, Hatzim Mechira from 2000, I forgot exactly, not this Shemitah, the previous Shemitah, and question what to do with it. And so I suggested to him, either he give it to a non-Jew, or I suggested to him that he give it to someone who holds a Hetter Mechira. And the third suggestion is based on Hashem Zabal Oyebach in the first Madura. The second Madura was censured. It was eliminated. Namely, that you should eat it or drink it, B'Kdush HaShviyas. And if you do so, and you're careful, L'Achlov, L'Hefsin, and the like, then you'll be able to go ahead and rely on the Hetter Mechira, because the Hetter Mechira, Hashem Zaman said, was instituted by great Gedolei Yisrael of yesteryear, of a previous generation, and they were Gedolim of incredible stature. So therefore, just to go ahead and ignore those Gedolei Yisrael, Chatzila, once you're not relying on the Hetter Mechira, but one certainly can't do so if one wishes to do so. So that's what we discussed yesterday. And now we're going to really look into, and maybe a bit more historically, and Chaval, but he's not here for that piece of history. But I'm going to show you, what I did was I xeroxed parts of the tshuva of the Mabit and Beis Yosef. Let's take a look again. The Menchas Chinuch refers to this Machlokes. In the paragraph number 3, Shub Heyer Hashem is Barakas Einai. You see that? Mm-hmm. Third paragraph. Umatsasi B'Marit. Now, this is, of course, I mentioned yesterday, the Trani family, very, very incredibly miyuchas family. And there are a number of generations of Tranis. Again, we're talking about people who lived in Italy, and we're going to refer to the Tshuvas of the Mabit. That's the famous Tshuva. And I mentioned yesterday, the Mabit wrote several svarim that are very classic. probably the most famous of the Sfarim he wrote is the Kiryat Sefer and the Rambam, several volumes. The Briskas are very mentioned into that Sefer because the way he reformulates the Halachas and the Rambam, often there's room for the Yukim and for Chidushim. So the Briskas often come up with Chidushim, but they need somewhere to hang their hat in terms of these Chidushim because many of them are very out there, a little bit on the creative side. So usually, often they find the Kiryat Sefer, a Lashon, where he reformulates the Rambam and they can hang their hat on the Kiryat Sefer's formulation of the Rambam. This is very common, it's a very beautiful Sefer. Beyond that, he wrote Shuvos, of course, the Mabit. And beyond that, probably the most famous Sefer, I would imagine, is the Sefer Beis Elokim, the Mabit. This is a classic Sefer of Musa, Machshava, the philosophy, has on Tefillah and Tshuva, many, many beautiful Chidushim, the Beis Elokim, that are really amazing. So now he's going to quote this Machlokes, the Mechaskinah, namely, what's the status of Perish Shviyah Shagodah Weitzel Goy? Namely, what we call Yehul Nochri. What's the status of Yehul Nochri? Are you Chayim in Tumas HaMaisis? Does it have Dusha Shviyah? So the Mabit's going to take the attack. It is Potter in Tumas HaMaisis. Why? Because it has Dusha Shviyah. Yehul Nochri in Eretz Yisrael. Yehul Nochri in Eretz Yisrael, or Yehul Nochri in general. A Goy cannot be Mafkiya in Dusha Shviyah. And therefore, even Perish Goy has Dusha Shviyah. And this is the position of the Marit, of the Mabit rather. And we'll see, it's actually the whole family, not just the Mabit himself, but obviously all of his, those who are his scion. And the Beis Yosef will take the tag, as he quotes here, the Bechasminoch against this. Let's read what he says, that he found in the Marit, Erech v'chalak al-bidah Beis Yosef v'amuvah v'simen shil v'nei zel v'nei per shviz v'kaka goyim. Das a Beis Yosef d'ein l'avkai to the Malkasar, rach mitzvah olam. Das a Marit, avkai to the Malkasar. Then you write in the Dorm Pergay ben Amudar, rachman avkare, v'chem ba metziya. Of course, a whole series of Gemaras that indicate that somehow it's after automatically. The Tushim Balkor, he brings many Gemaras. The Gamma Sassi Pasa Shulchan, I'm going to discuss momentarily. Shindit Pas Mechodesh L'chocham Eretz HaKodesh, Erech L'falpel, B'cholak Al HaMarit, B'doch HaVayasa, B'dai D'shurach Mitzah Seh L'Avkir, and this is essentially the machlokes that he quotes between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef, which of course is very, very relevant with Vanenu Anu. And I mentioned already yesterday that this is considered to be the way generally presented as the machlokes between the Rabbanim and Bnei Brak or Machmir. Namely, they maintain Yevul Nachri has Kedusha Shviyas and Yerushalayim they're not Machmir, which means essentially the machlokes, I guess you would say, in the Tzibur Haredi. That's really where the Machlokes is probably more manifest. So someone who lives in Bnei Brak is Makbid, Akdusha Shviyas, and Perish Ogoyim. And according to the Eidah HaVedis in Yerushalayim, there's no Kedusha Shviyas. It simply is non-existent. Very important. Halacha L'maaseh. And it comes out that it comes to expression as far as this Halacha of Shmir, Akdusha Shviyas, namely after the Zman HaBir. So something which is Kedusha Shviyas, automatically requires beer. There's a din that there are different zmanim. The charts are already beginning to come out from what I can see. And therefore, you require beer. There's no Kedusha Shviyas, there's no need at all to be mafkirin. So what the question is, what about someone from Bnei Brak comes to Yerushalayim? That does happen. Not often. But from time to time, people from Bnei Brak visit Yerushalayim. Let's say come to a chasen. And now they're sitting on the table and they're going to say, I mafkir my portion, I'm making it hefker. As far as he's concerned, it's kosher kedusha shviyas. So the minhag in all of Eretz Yisrael, basically, at least till the last number of years, has been like the Beis Yosef, Baruch Hashem. Namely, that we're not talking about something that has kedusha shviyas, it doesn't have kedusha shviyas, and therefore, as a result of that, we're not concerned. But as I said, again, just to summarize, and then we're going to look through a little bit of this issue, that the Machlokes Beis Yosef and the Mabit, that the Chasvin of the question here, Perish Shviyas Shagadol Eitzel Goy, what's their status? The Mabit holds has Kedusha Shviyas, but the Beis Yosef ain't Kedusha Shviyas. And that means that it might be dependent upon what the Chasvin says. Is it Hefker Ha'adam? Is it a proactive act of Hefker? Or is it Avkai to the Malkasa automatically considered to be Hefker? According to Mabit, it's Avkai to the Malkasa. It's automatically Hefker without your declaring it to be hefker. There's no need for any proactive kind of pronouncement on your part. And then even a person who was not mafkir peros, automatically hefker. Beis Yosef says, no, it has to be hefker Aide Adam, Aide Agabra. So that's one issue. A second issue is, what about, and this is also discussed, we'll see in a few moments, Tumas Umaisis from Paris from Goy, but the Meruach was done by a Jew. Meruach, the Gemara Melacha, was done by a Jew. According to the Mabit, you are part of the Maisis, and it has Nusha Shvias on it, and also it's Hefker. According to the Meisesi, the Chaim Tumas Umaisis, because I've known Nusha Shvias, and it was not Hefker, you need Hakoras Adam. So you have a number of Nachimidas between the position of the Mabit and the position of the Meisesi. So I wanted to discuss today, and this is what you're going to have here in your sheet. This machlok is the Beisesi and the Mabit, essentially went on for approximately 43 years during their lifetime. Both of them are in Tzfat. Both of them are essentially members of the Beis Din of Tzfat. From the year 1532, which was the Shnas HaShemitah, to the year 1574, there was also Shnas HaShemitah. I have a whole sefer, the entire history of the pumas between the Beis Yisrael and the Mabit, and I maintain that their pumas are dying kayim ad hayom hazeh. Till today, this pumas is still going on. In 1575, pumas means the ongoing debate. I assume that's what we're referring to. Yeah, during their lifetime. But I maintain, this promise is probably what they call Bnei Brak Yerushalayim, that divide between, or rather, all of Eretz Yisrael against Bnei Brak. That's really what the issue is all about. I looked into this matter extensively. In 1575, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yisrael Karo, he passed away. That I saw in the Chidah, in Shem Agdelem, where he has the Chidah, a gorgeous sefer, Shem Agdelem. There was a tkufa in my life where I was not learning as much as I should have been, so I was reading those svarim, namely when I was in high school. I used to read those svarim. So in the library, in the Book of Public Library, that's where I encountered the Chidah, the Shem Agdelem, and read the whole sefer. A fantastic sefer. There's so many things there, so many chidushim. In that Chidah, he was absolutely a genius, beyond genius. Mechaber, I think over 100 svarim, from what I understand. And so there he records actually that he tells us that the Beis Yosef lived for Paz. That's what I remember. When I get a guess, I go for Paz. Anyway, so he lived for 87 years. And he actually was lived at 1575. And this Machlokes actually, anytime the Shnas Shemitah once again occurs. So once again, Nachamo, we have the tshuvas of the Beis Yosef and the Mabit that always come to the fore. These are the two major tshuvas that deal with this issue. And maybe I'll just read part of it. I don't think this part I Xerox. I didn't Xerox all the tshuvas they have. They're in the back here. I'm going to read some of it in a few moments. But they start on the next, right after this page of the Mechassinot, you have a number of pages. I didn't do this, so I can't be taking credit for it. Someone did it for me on one of those machines, on the Google, whatever they did. I happen to have both of my bit. I own the Jewish Mabit and the Jewish Akasoyo. However, my print is not a good print. It's one of the old prints. And so I saw that it would not be possible to read it. So I asked someone to pull it out for me, which they did. So you have the first page, which is number one, Mabit. Yeah, Tabi says I'm Kadrocha, but the tshuva directly below, this one happens to be from Avesha Mitrani, for the Mabit. I'm going to read part of it. I just want to share with you that in the Afkas Rochel, he has many tshuvas about this topic. So essentially, the Beis Yosef writes the following. I did not decide over here, but I actually took it from my copy of the Afkas Rochel. He writes at one point in Simcha Fei, which you don't have here. So he says that Zeli Chavchev Shonim, 28 years already, Shnot Arba Shmito, Ruchol Shmito, Shmito, Lomanat Yatzmi, Milisasi, Gulayim, Binyan Dina Shmito, the Paris Adel, and the Kakash Shagoy, Beretz Yisrael. Every Shmito, I revisited the issue, says the Avesim Karo, named the issue of Paris owned by a guy in Eretz Yisrael. Vim Nismartha Yidei Yisrael, let's say the Jew did the Meruach, we're talking about Karka of a guy in Eretz Yisrael. Now, I'm not discussing the issue. What in heaven's name is he doing with Karka and Eretz Yisrael? Okay, that's a separate issue. But the fact is, they do own property here in Eretz Yisrael. We know about all the machleksim in so many different areas where they own property, including a number of churches and the like. Anyway, So the question is, what's the din? Umeyazi adata, hayisin morim l'shalim imen mishnas hashmita, al chaybasam b'tumas ha'maisa, shelo yu chayobim. So the Beis Yossi writes very clearly, it has clearly this, no kedusha shvius, and really, chayim tumas ha'maisa, ein makom l'stap. He writes this again and again and again. I'll show you some of the truths in a few moments. The Mabit obviously was not happy with the position of the Beis Yosef. And a number of times he decided, no, we have to change that kind of culture that the Beis Yosef introduced. And we have to obviously be knowing Kedusha Shvius, the Peres Nochrim. It came to a point where literally there was a very tensile kind of relationship between the two different positions. And I just want to read now, I didn't Xerox it for you, but I copied it for myself. I also own the Sefer Birkei Yosef, it's by the Chidor, very beautiful Sefer Pesach. So he writes the following, and he says, Harav Sefer Charedim, the Charedim we're familiar with, by Allah's Askari, quoted actually by the Poskim. So there, the Chidor says, he quotes the Charedim, who said, Depesh Shigadu B'karka Akam B'Shvias, again, this is fruit that grew in the real estate of a non-Jew, but came to the hands of a Jew. He quotes the Ramei Shem Yitzvani. And then he said the following unbelievable statement. He's going to argue that Besof Yom, if he changed his mind and came to agree with me. Clearly employed. And he writes, Shogunach Stam. That's a statement in Shemalach. That's true. So they have a based on that. What does he say? He doesn't make any distinction. He makes a general statement that Shnasa Shmita, there's no Trumas Lamaisis. Gam, and then he goes and quotes, of course, the Amesha Trani, Kosav, that this is obviously clear. And namely, the Mabit to change his mind. Unbelievable statement. That the Abyssal Karo has changed his mind. And the Marit, who's the son of the Mabit, he reaffirms this Shinui on the part of Abyssal Karo, that he changed his position. And he agrees with my father, agrees with the Mabit. He writes, I'm reading out the Marit, who's the Chuvas. I also own those Chuvas as well. I bought those Chuvas after because of this. And so we read into this issue, namely, Shvias Bekarka Shogoi, Kama Hoira Abba Mari Harav Zatzal, Shem Chayav Nuchaldine Peres Shvias, the Turman Amaisis, Kakaya Mari Bob Chol, Shnas Hashmita Lachan Amaisa, the Edu Chacham Mizikni Aderis, Shabba Mishara Mari Sem Karo, Yachach Vahmir. He has this same idea that my father convinced him to change his mind. So this caused, you can imagine, a stir and a sa'ara shein kamo. This statement. And the question is that, why did Rabbi Sakara, he actually changed his mind to agree to the position of the Mabit?
Who said before that they revisited it?
That statement was made, right? No. By the Mabit himself. Every year he used to revisit the issue.
Which means that
I came to the same Maskana. Now I brought here a lot of riots, but I'm not going to make you crazy with all these riots that many have weighed in on. And the problem is there seems to be, you guys might say, a contradiction between that which is accepted. Namely, the position that Rabbi Sakara is very clear. It's the position of all of us itself. Namely, Aryam Azeh, that Peres Shvias that belong to a goy and essentially are growing in Eretz Yisrael, we assume, I think that's what the Haredi world generally assumes, although you should know in the last 10 years of my being here, there's a change. Many are now beginning to be machmir, especially in the Olam HaYeshivas, like the position of Bnei Brak, or like the position of the Mabit. And then now many in Yeshiva Belt, I can't say how many, but there's a small percentage unquestionably that are now beginning to subscribe to the position of the Mabit, which is a Pel awesome to me, because all the years that I'm here, I know that the Beis Yosef is the predominant, prevalent position about Yerul Nochri I'm talking about. We assume it has no Kedusha Shvius, can be eaten without a problem, And the only question is Tumas HaMaisris. So now you have to figure out what year this is, or where exactly when it grew, in order to know what obligation you have as far as Tumas HaMaisris is concerned. That's not so poshut. That's also a bit complicated. But I'm just indicating to you that this is this statement that was made, that he changed his mind. So it's very clear that many say Chas v'Shalom, Lo Shina es Daito. I mean, you can imagine HaGoyin of Avadu Zatzal. He writes in no uncertain terms, Lo Shina es Daito, Afilu b'yom achroin. Even the last day of his life, he didn't change his position. That's not possible that the Maran HaBeit Yosef, well, I just wrote it, Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean much. He's talking in general that the Shnas HaShemitah is obviously part of the Tumas HaMaisris that we know, because Shnas HaShemitah is Hefker, and therefore there's no obligation to Tumas HaMaisris. And I just read again the Chidah, the Birkei Yosef. What I did was I xeroxed a lot of pieces of the Chidah, the Birkei Yosef, but I just want to read now from the Pasach Shulchan that already the Mechas Chinuch referred to. I read the Pasach Shulchan. He's Rabbi Yisrael Mishplog, a Talmud of the Goyin. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he held like the Beis Yosef clearly. Akum Shekona Karka Beretz Yisrael. I'm reading the Pasach Shulchan now. Bezara Bishvias Perosel Mutarin. He grows Peros in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, it's Mutar. Mutarin LaOchlam Lo Knu Sheshvias. The Chayam Mitumus Maisus. Biyaprish Maiserani. The assumption is it's a 6 year, and the 6 year is Maiserani. So that's of course what he's obligated to do. Biyeshomrim. He calls now the Mabit. That's the Mabit, or the Marit, or all the children of the Mabit. So on the bottom here of this Pasach Shulchan, there's a parish here called Beis Yisrael. I don't know exactly who wrote that parish, but he indicates that he says that Moron HaKodosh, referring to the Beis Yosef, Ad Shvius HaKodosh HaBiyomo, this is part of the whole, this pulmus. And on and on and on. I'm not going to read this entire long piece he has over here in this beer on the Pasach Shulchan. So it's clear that was the position in Eretz Yisrael. And like the Beis Yosef, Bismano, Shalom Bismano. And that seems to be very clear. Now, the problem is that the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish comes along, and the Chazon Ish actually, I think he came to Eretz Yisrael in the 30s, if I'm not mistaken. That's when the Chazon Ish arrived in Eretz Yisrael. He lived how many years after the Pasach Shulchan? 125 years or so after the Pasach Shulchan lives, who lived in the 1800s. And he's machriya against the Pasach Shulchan, based on a tshuva of the Rambam. Yeah, the tshuva of the Rambam, the Chazon Ish, the tshuva that's found in the Perador. And he also doesn't agree with the Birkei Yosef that there was a shinoi, that it changed his mind. I just read a bit of his lashon that I'm going to show you inside. I hope I'll have time. It's a shem. V'lo matzino b'rishayne v'achreinim, mi sheyom ha-sheyem k'du sheshvius, no, y'gushon nochrim. Zulad ma sheyizkiru shenetlo b'zeh ha-beiseisim ha-rabit. And then he quotes, l'fi dibri ha-marit, chozo ha-beiseisim v'horekim ha-bit, says the Chazon Ish to that statement, l'fi ha-nitpas ba-akad rochel, no, he maintained his position. He didn't change his mind. All those who wanted to somehow amend what the Beis Yosef allegedly held, they're completely and totally in the wrong. He didn't sign his name to that, to those shinuyim. And then he writes, I'm skipping now a good part of it, that to say that after Tiras Moran, that they changed, he changed his position, Tomua Maud, the Vadi Chachme Tzvat, she's given Moran, Lo Yosin Dover, Neged Moran, Neged Asatzman. Anyway, he's Deicher, the Bikri Yase, the Pasach Shulchan, and he said, Efshur, Shemitzvah Zachamim, he's given the Dasa Mabit. Maybe it could be that some of them Chosu, the Dasa Mabit, Biniya Rob, Neged Moran, on and on and on. Anyway, to make the long story short, Mikomakom, I'm skipping half of it. Mikomakom, he says, La'olam ha'alocha kishepet ha'sha'iyya b'yam ma'ayim, and therefore, v'yamnidu sheikhiz ha'beiseisim nizbatel, ha'alocha l'maiseh, that had the Pasach Shulchan seen the Shuvas HaRambam, he would be chayzer, וכבר הוא כבר הלוך הזו על פי דבר הרמב״ם, שנהוג קידושו בשלנוכרי, וכנהוג הקדום, כלומר שקוסר וקוס חיודון, and the minute we ishiva chodosh, so essentially the Chazinish takes the tack like the Mabit. He passes like the Mabit, and therefore in Bnei Brak, where they follow everything the Chazinish does, someone told me that I saw this actually in the biography. There are a lot of biographies in the Chazinish. I assume you may or may not be familiar with them. I don't know what I'm saying. You should be reading all day biographies of the Chazinish. There are a lot of them. So many years ago when I was in high school, I came across the biography of the Chazinish. It's in five volumes. Are they all five volumes? What? Now, I don't get it's hard for me to know. You have to ask Rabbi Brak, as far as he always tells me that we have to check the authenticity of that's all I hear from him all the time, the authenticity of these stories and exactly where it came from and how much is real and how much is credible. Okay, I'm not in a position to make those kind of judgments, but that's what Rabbi Brak is not here now, so he's always telling me these things, and he can say that now, shows me. Literally, Svarim after Svarim after Svarim is a walking bibliography of Svarim. That's what he is. And really, mind-boggling in a most beautiful way. So he always tells me you can't be sunny on everything that you see. Just because it's a text doesn't mean necessarily that it's the truth. And you can trust and rely on all these people. So here, I have a bit of difficulty with this whole issue. And as I said, I don't exactly know. He writes here, the Chazon Ish, that the Beis Yosef did not sign on this change that they claim he made. And he doesn't understand.
It's the biggest thing.
What?
It's the biggest thing. Why would somebody for his own, from so many years?
That's what the Chazon Ish is saying.
Change his mind, he wouldn't.
Right. Okay, but the question is, what happened? What was the minhag in Tzfas? And that really seems to be part of the machlokes. Through the days of the Mabit and Rabbi Simcharo, what did they do? And how is it that, as you said, correct? Right, that it's hard to imagine that these are two Dolei Ador. And now the question is, what was the minhag then? So he writes, Chazon Ish, it's pashut to him what the minhag was. The minhag was like the Mabit. And that name is Bram Shutin. Now, the problem is that we have other evidence. I didn't get to what I want to get to yet. But we have other evidence from the Shulah Kodesh. Now, the Shulah Kodesh, he actually, he lived after Rabbi Yisrael Karo. So he lived actually in the late 1500s, early 1600s. I don't have the exact dates, but more or less I think it's correct. So I want to just now read to you. I actually also happen to have a familiarity with the Shulah Kodesh. My father, Michelle, was in love with that sefer. That sefer is a treasure, an etzer of so many different things. I don't know how to describe it to you, the Shulah Kodesh. And now they put out a kitzer of the Shulah Kodesh. I don't know if you saw. I mean, the Shulah Kodesh needs a kitzur. It needs someone to be. I'm now reading to you from also Shar Hoysias in the Shulah Kodesh. I saw that he has reference to this issue. He writes the following. He wants to know, Atabasi Kimaski Bedina Manuhugi Beretz Yisrael. What is the meaning of Eretz Yisrael? The Shulah Kodesh is testifying. So, Bim Tisku Kavoni Lovely Eretz Akdosha, Lodur, if you ask to come to Eretz Yisrael, and they should take the Malasos. So I'm going to be Mizariz you. You should be Medakdek, the Milti Techatu Chas V'Shalom. V'ine, Shana Achat, Achat Bori Yerushalayim V'Hakodesh, Hishnas HaShmita, Shana Shviyas. 1 year after he comes, the Shulah Kodesh, is the Shmita year. V'Rabim Yoshu Eretz HaKdosha, Rotsu Lifter Es Atzma, Machmat Adokha Gagodol, Shoye Ere Shviyas, Ra'ab B'Medina. There was a famine. V'lo Haya Sipe B'Yodom Lechol V'Yom V'Yom. They probably didn't have daily sustenance. So he writes, Kalachom Elohach in Eze Inyon Bebeisra Malshanat Ashviyat. The Amru, Shinu Dechiki, Bani Danti Matzmin, Rashat Bilbavi, Ani Mechuyil Kayem, Yotem Yem, Bakil Limkor, Glima Al Kasvoy, even I have to sell my clothing, like we write the Tzuba, even they have to pay Glima Al Kasvoy. Kiyom Eli HaKadosh Baruch, Lama Basri, Mokam Shai Yisra, Padre Mizeh, why did you come from Kutzaretz and come to Eretz Yisrael and put yourself into this terrible situation? Ubasri Mokam Achir, Yatav, Mokam Achir, Tazom, and Mitzvah Azeh, why did you come to be Metame Yeretz Yisrael? Bishlama, he writes, Adon Krashoma, Einoshim Godo Kolkach. Those who already lived there, Nebuch. So their Onish is not so great. The old Khan, Osea, the Eretz HaKdosha, and Osea, Bishul, the Kaddish HaAtzmo. Why do you come here? In order to go up on a higher level. With the Kaddish HaAtzmo, with the Kaim HaMitzvah HaShoma. Zeh Ayin Yishol Moshe Rabbeinu. Shoy Erot Zolov Yes HaAtzmo, the Chiyub Kiyum HaMitzvah Eretz Yisrael. Hina, Abol Eretz Yisrael, Bad Mitzvah, Abol Yodo, Lohi Kaim Menachas V'Sholom. Achazman, Samti Alibi Hadvaram Eilu. So now he took this to heart. But so see, the same Chabad, the Mashachib, and Achaz, and Oz Askeri, the Chaladorim, the Eretz Yisrael, the Chalaboyim, Lodu Shava, Chayom, Lizorim, Ol, Bishmita, and the Chalmitzvah, Tuz, Beretz Yisrael, Kishem, Shal Yizir, and the Kayim, Amoroyim, and Dorim, Kedisa, and Yushalmi, Kedesh, Shalot, Tehei, Mitzvah, Sadir, Beretz Yisrael, Bob, Abeir, Shal Bitu, Mitzvah, Hatuyas, Baretz, Vim, to have said in Yosef Ascharon, it means you should do the right thing. Me'acha, Shein, Kinyin, Lugoy, Beretz Yisrael, Lav, Kim, Yatum, Sam, Isis, Nimsa kedusha shvius gam bishel goy. You might say kusi. The two different yisos. Lecho b'kedusha shvius. Rak koma she yesh esel kusi dino kisvichin. Al bishel zara biyadayim. Mikom kam hakusi enu mitzuv al shvius. Beitzel yisol kisvichin. V'dinim she mutarim lecho b'kedusha shvius. Lachen shamadi shan shemaisi b'Yerushalayim. Hoy norgin came shelo liknos b'goy. Not to purchase from a goy. So basically, he's talking about kedusha tmei shvius that's given to a goy. There were those who were choshesh and didn't buy because of that pairs from goyim, and it could be only yechidim or noy kedusha shvius and pairs nachrim. People were not doing kedusha at all, and that's what Mashma. He says it was economically a very difficult situation in Eretz Yisrael at that time, and apparently it was somech on heter bechira. That's what I understand. So those who already live in Eretz Yisrael, so not knowing kedusha shvius and pairs nachrim. So he sort of somehow was able to imashim with that. However, those who come to Eretz Yisrael, it's clear they have to try to be noy lechumra. And so the question is, what exactly was the situation? What was the minhag? What was the minhag? Were they noig dusha shvius and peres nachrim? Was it only yechidim were noig dusha shvius and peres nachrim? So anyway, this is a subject, as I said, of incredible discussion. What exactly the minhag was during the days of the Mapit and the Beis Yosef. And there are many different eduos that are actually xerox back and forth. But halacha lemaisa, bottom line, it's very clear that the position of the Beis Yosef is the prevailing position, not just in Yerushalayim, all over Eretz Yisrael. So now you take a look at these pages, you know, just a little bit, if you don't mind, just page number one of the Mapit. If you have that, you have what I call number one, the Mapit. You see that? Mm-hmm. Number one, he was asked about his position, the Gabi Gidl, Shnas HaShmita, the Kaga Goy, Jew took it before Meruach, and he did the Meruach, and he writes to, you absolutely no chiyah whatsoever, because we're talking about something which is Shnas HaShemitah. And then he goes on to describe in number three, he goes through some of the halachas that are relevant. But then I just want to show you halacha lemaisa. He brings all kinds of rice. I'm not going to go through all the rice. Now look at the next page, which is number four. And he writes in number 21 here. That's a famous concept. Where the halach is not clear, you follow the minhag. Then in 22, I underlined also, 1539, nearly, hey, Yossi, no, see, beyond the locks of the Abir, Bagaruch, and Yama, and Yama, Isis, and then he goes through the Avshom of Silion, and then on the bottom of 26, Peres Agai, Machai, and Beer, goes from the Ramam, and the Chiyah, and Meiser, Ushvius, what the Goyim do, the Enlem Chazoka, and it's in our possession, and then next page is where he brings the Halachal of Meiser. So look at page number five of the Mabdi, I put a check mark there. Ain the Goy, there is a cell, I'll give him the Shasa, Ulochi, Osir, La Abda, Mishvius. Very clear statement. And that statement is the position of the Chazon Ish, that you cannot undo the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And then he goes on, you'll be, if you have literally many, many months on your hand, and you can go through all the Gemaras, all the Sugyos and Shas, and I've been doing this for the last 4 months. So I've been examining this Mabit, every Gemara that he cites, every Yerushalmi I looked into. And really, it's amazing that this issue, we know there's a machlokes in Shas. Ish kinyan goy lafkiyah b'atumah samaisis. Ein kinyan goy. Im etzav of pashut. Ein kinyan goy lafkiyah. L'kedusha b'eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there's no question. And look at the next 28. I was lying that also. Mashmah did it done. They know it didn't have a goy. We shouldn't ein kinyan goy lafkiyah b'shvias b'kedusha. So he can't undo the kedusha a goy. He can't marry the avdah. Marry the kedusha z'aperos. Can't ein kinyan goy k'yamah. V'yabah. Kedusha b'eretz chamiyah. V'harisa karka. Chavisha, he says something very cute. We discussed Chavisha here. Chavisha is only Isla Abonim. The Torah doesn't mention among the Isurim in the beginning of Bahar. The Torah mentions four Isurim, as pointed out. Sheishanim Tizah Sadecha, Number one, number two, four. Don't mention the Chavisha, discussed it. Chavisha is only the Rabbanan. This is a big machlekes. And then he brings all kinds of other rayas, and essentially, that is no question that since the guy cannot be mafia the dusha, so that basically is where it stands, that the parents of a guy that grew in Eretz Yisrael have kedushas. Now the Beis Yosef in the next section, Simcha Chof Daled, he has a number of tshuvas on this matter. Clearly, he's scholarly completely on the, look at number 50 here, the very beginning, I didn't underline it. He's asking, he wrote a parish, Amishnai says, Linnom did shvias, b'veras ha-goyim, magdil ba'aretz, and I saw his rayos, and then he points out over here, lo nirali, he says, look at the second paragraph, b'rizim ha-shetom, b'kud reso, Linnom did shvias, b'veras goyim, which is the mabit, lo nirali, sheish rayos, b'kud about the minute ha-kabayim, shalom, okay, he claims it's the minute ha-kabayim. So that's a machlokes, what the minig was, as I'm trying to show you. Historically, it's not clear. And then he goes through all the riots that are brought by the Mabit and others, and he obviously rejects them categorically. Again, this is the number 51 and 52 and 53 and 54. If you look at the next page as well, he goes on and on and on, and then you see in number 60, he calls the Mabit. Yato isi mashakasa al-chacham, ha-meshi mitrani, lift on the shvias and nisus, and v'ton v'shono ki benatoy yom shas hashvi dechi v'mais ani omer ki ma shehu sover shehu akshus hu ayeshe. That which the Mabit holds is absolutely incorrect. That's exactly completely correct. The lo niftu per shvius v'maisus of mitam hefker b'chol shein amufka lo niftu v'maisus. Again, as I told you, that the machlokes, what exactly, based on Michas Chinuch, is there an obligation to be proactive about hefker? That's also this machlokes we've seen the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. And he writes at the end of this paragraph, where I assume for the check, Mashiton, not to Yisrael, should go to the Karmel of Giro, Yishlomer, Shazel, Kimoti, Adar, Besos, and Men, Dikul, and Member, who Eilach, and Abi, Shif, Ayeres, Avgad, Rachman, Afkirei, came to Yula, Afkirei, he has be the one who does the act of Hefke, Apil, and Tim Saloma, Tura, Ikul, and Member, Shani, Yasin, Rachman, Afkirei, Mashen, Kim, Shogoy, Shogoy, it's not going to help you, and it goes on and on and on. And again, he goes through the different recurrences on the next page. You can see also on page number 5, the right for the Rambam. Anyway, Hayotzi, we called Varena. I'm not going to go through this entire song and dance, but Hayotzi, we called Varena. You have a fundamental machlokism between the Mabit. And there are really several machlokism. Number one, what the nature of Hefker? Is Hefker a proactive action that has to be done? That's the position of the Beis Yosef, where it's a kind of the Malkus automatically, position of the Mabit, therefore, it's nothing to talk about. It has Kedusha Shvias. The Banashah was Mavka the Karka, the Torah was Mavka the Karka, and has Kedusha Shvias, and therefore, Ein Malkom the Stapek. You have to treat it, Big Kedusha Shvias. What they do in Bnei Brak, Mashen Kain, the position of the Beis Yosef is not like that. I think from what I understand, most people, at least I speak of the Rabbanim here in Rabbi Shemesh, and they indicated to me, even though I told them that I heard now that there are a number of yeshivas that are being machmir like the Chazanish. Not in Bnei Brak. They're outside of Bnei Brak. It could be they're under the influence of Bnei Brak. So I assume that I have to ask Rabbi Kornfeld. He follows all the psalm of Bnei Brak. So I assume he is knowing with these items, like the Chazanish, Yerul Nochri, he's still over to Sheshvias. So I'm curious if that's the case. Are you aware of his position regarding the matter? Because he's a Talmud, he's a member of Karelitz. Mamish, that's a Chazanish, a nephew of the Chazanish. I assume that's what he does. But I am just indicating all this because I have a lot of material that I went ahead and been studying the matter for a long time. And now the question is, there's a Yabia Omer. Wow. But Rabbi Vadya, when he writes about these topics, you know, he's a Maran, a Beit Yosef man. Akti dekach, you're aware that he holds all the Ashkenazim and Eretz Yisrael should follow Maran, a Beit Yosef. So, Philip, you and I have to start following all the psokim of Rabbi Yosef Karo.
But brother always doing that.
Really? Akti dekach. So, he quotes a Marash Dam. And he says, the Marash Dam, Chach Meitzvat, Nidu vehechrimo l'shomrei shvius. They apparently put in cheren those who were noy kedusha shvius for peres nochid, which of course is the position of the imamid. They put them in cheren. So he writes the Yavadia nimsa shalorak al hafrash tumas amaisis gozu b'zeras nidui gam al shomrei shvius peres shogayim. Those who are with peres of non-Jews and the shomrei shvius, that they wanted, they put into cheren. Shamina pol yirakodesh yushalayim kisarad maran. Mora da'ara shekol Eretz Yisrael. He's the balabas of all Eretz Yisrael, the Abis Zekarim. Shelo linog dine shriyas and perish agoy. And then he goes on, kidako, and calls, one shoot after the next who agree with his position. And I'm skipping here for a minute now. And the kosu shall zeh somkul kamoy v'kamoy v'kamoy l'otzi yasod v'yakod isfas l'putzores l'esman d'chosh m'shem shem somkul haruad moran ha'kodosh sheperis agoy yem bem dusha shriyas. And he's on and on this long tshuva of Rav Avadia, and then v'hinei chadoshim mikor bo linog v'achmi kedas hamadid al pi horad mofes hador achalishta sheichri akei misukani im lo yotza scharem be'asedah. He says on that chazanish that they're losing kimi lo yochus exeras nidu v'cherem sheichri umaron. Anyone doesn't agree with Maron is in cherem. And he goes on. He said, "Sechum abayu dekulam," and they forgot about Marashdam, who put them all in Nidoy and all in Cheren, etc., etc. And he therefore says at the end of this whole piece that it's not a pashut based on the Marashdam, that there's a Cheren in Nidoy and those who are observing Shvius prepare Snoker. So essentially, Bnei Brak is a Cheren. That's what Rav Avadia writes. Not just someone who's not mafresh truma samaisis, the peres nochim. Let's say when the meruach was done on day 12. No, he's talking about literally nidui and those who are shomek to shashvius the peres nochim. He writes very strongly kedarko b'kodesh, and matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, that I also saw this quoted in the name of Agoyin of Shlomo Fischer Zatzal. Also quoted this marashdam regarding those who observe. As they do in Bnei Brak, Perush Shvius B'Tishosa, and then they're going to a non-Jew, are Ru'uyim L'Nidui. They should be put in Cherem, and this is unbelievable, this whole back and forth. So I don't think anything has really changed from what I can see. And but I do see one thing. I know the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, from what I can see, both when I was in Eretz Yisrael, in the Tavshin Lamed Aleph, Tavshin Lamed Beis, and ever, I've been here for now, four Shemitahs. And I see the minhag is clearly the hokel, like the base says. It's very clear to me that he seems to be the minhag of all of us as well. And he writes the Lashon Rav Avadia to say that, Miyobo Acharei HaMelech. His Lashon is just very poetic. He waxes poetic. You can't argue with the base says. And even the Mefes Hador, Chazanish, can't argue with the base says. So that's the general position, which I think is the accepted position from what I gather. Of Rov Binyan Ubinyan Shakal Yisrael here in SSR. Are you you're here a long time? So you probably know that which I don't know.
At the same time.
Okay, so it's clear that this pulmus Adayin Nimshako. But what I understood recently, the last number of years, that now there's even in the older my yeshivas to be machmir, but I'm curious to know if that actually because they buy only the bull machmir. That's what I understood. So we means I include myself as well, are buying other things. Because it's Aretz, Rav Linowitz Zatzal. I've been doing this for four Shemitahs. It's not new to me. It's Eitz Aretz. I was here before Rav Linowitz Zatzal and did this before he arrived on the scene. And I had a difficulty, I'm being honest, and he had the same difficulty. I don't want to put shekels in the pockets of terrorists. I can't deal with that. Now you may argue that's not a good smart. And now people, the last while, as you know, what's going on here in the shul, I don't claim to be an expert in all these areas, but anyone who gives me, they bring from Olei Mitzrayim. So I eat it B'Kedusha Shvius. So they say that's all Rabbi David does, eat everything in B'Kedusha Shvius. It's a machmir. At the end of the day, I'm very machmir. I have a big suffix about all those Olei Mitzrayim, what I call grass, And I've been served that a number of times at different situations that I've been in. And I need to be Kedusha Shvus. I'm very careful. The Shemitah year, I'm more careful than I am in the course of the regular year. I try not to overeat in general. But on Shemitah, oh, I am makbid the kalok of Achabura, not to eat anything which I'm not going to. I take very little. If I need a bit more, I'll take a bit more. But everything, especially in these areas, Olim Mitzrayim, I'm not talking about Eitzah Bezdin. That obviously is a different ballgame. Of course, that is Kedusha Shvus. I'm not only talking about throughout the sixth year, or a grain of crows for the sixth year, then you have no problem. The only issue you have is throughout some Isis, or Maisalani, I'm talking about. But I'm talking about the Olim Mitzrayim, and there are a few other areas that are not so partial to me. And again, there are people in the shul who are big mumchim. Rabbi Sanders and a few others who have a lot of mumchias. Dr. Gelman, Dr. German, and Dr. Leo German. And they're holding in all these areas. And I myself have spoken to Rabbi Blum a fair number of times about some of these areas. Because I'm always, there's a risk in me, it's always next to the hachmir. So everything of these items I eat Kedusha Shvus, but I'm trying to avoid putting shekels in their pockets so they don't throw projectiles in me, you know, mine. Kachani Choshev, I've thought this way for the last 28 years. I haven't changed my position. Okay.
Okay. Why is it so strange?
It's so many things. But here, this machloek is, I think, far more. You're right, machloek is a lot of areas. But in terms of halacha,